Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Tes Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Amir Tzashem, we are going to finish up, if possible, Simen Resh Ayin Tes today. And we're at the very top line with Sif Gimel. And we're dealing here with the halachos of moving a candle or a lamp, a candelabra, on Shabbos. The Mechaber says, Sif Gimel, L'taltel ner ayidei shenosnim alov lechem b'Shabbos. What about the Eitzah that we've used previously in Simen Resh Ayin Zayin, where we said if you have on a table, you're allowed to go and put bread on the table, and at the same time you have the candles on the table, you'd be allowed to move the table because the table is a basis l'dover aser and dover hamutter. This is something we discussed in great detail over there in Simen Resh Ayin Zayin in the Mishneh Berurah Sif Kon Yud Ches. In any event, here we're talking about that you're putting bread on top of this lamp and trying to make it now a basis l'dover aser as well as a basis l'dover amutter, the lamp that is. So that is aser, that is forbidden. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Tes, Hatam, the reasoning is, Daha mikol mokum kvar is katsoy b'vein ha-shmashos. Number one, it's already been muktzah during the b'vein ha-shmashos. Da dayin lo haya bo'az lechem, because there was no bread on it at that point. Umigu dis katsoy b'vein ha-shmashos v'chuli. And as we've already pointed out many times, once something is muktzah b'vein ha-shmashos, it stays muktzah the rest of the Shabbos. The Mechaber then tells us, however, if you did put it on top of the lamp before Shabbos started, then there is an opinion which is brought down the Beragola Ozvav from the Kobo in the name of the Chachmei Tzarfas, as well as the Rivosh in his Tshuva, that would permit you in this situation that the candelabra, the lamp over here, would be considered a dover. That's a basis ledover aser and ledover amuter, and according to this opinion would be permissible. However, the Mechaber himself says that ein lismoch alav, one cannot rely upon this lenient position. The Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Yud, what we're talking about here is hainu im alechem uchoshiv etzlo yosim Hashem, and according to this lenient opinion over here of the Kobo, the Chachamim Tzarfas, and the Rivash, that says that you can put the bread on top of the lamp and use that as a being a basis ledover aser and dover amuter. According to that, the bread has to be more choshiv than the shemen, than the oil, for this to work. And this would apply not only with bread or any other item that's a dover choshiv. The Azam Rinon, because then we would be allowed to say, Kivun dehaner, now that this lamp over here, nase basis le'isser, duha shemen. Because the lamp is a base for the dover also, which is the shemen, but it's also a base now for the bread or the other item that's choshev ula heter, v'heter choshev tvei. And if the heter item is more important, ula kach shari, then it would be permissible over here, according to these lenient opinions. As we have learned, kemo shekosev in simen shin yud. However, the Mechaber concludes, as the Mishneh Berurah says, Mikol Mokum, Siyam a Mechaber Shein Lismocha, say, you can't rely upon this lenient opinion. Why not? Vatam, the reasoning. The Kivan da Hamenori Ikor Asiyosa Bishulah Shalheves. The lamp's essential purpose is to be the base for the flame, the oil that's burning inside its cups. Lochei Nasis Tomit Tofel. You can't really suggest and say that it's really a basis for the oil and the flame, and it's also equally a basis for the challah. That just doesn't make any sense. You can't say that it's tofel over here, the oil and the flame, to the bread. That you're putting on there just for this purpose. Even though they technically may be more valuable, as we pointed out, for the mitzvah itself, they're more valuable, but nevertheless, you can't say this. And this brought down the name of the Magen Avraham. So while this Eitzah, as we brought down in Resh Ayin Zayin, might work for the table, which truly is not a basis just for the flame, but the candelabra, the lamp over here, which is really built essentially for the flame, even though you put the bread on it, that would be a stretch a little bit too much, albeit these Rishonim over here, the Kobo, the Chachamim Tzarfas, and the Rivash do say that it is acceptable. The Mechaber says we can't rely upon this lenient opinion. Sif Dalit. The Mechaber says, "Im hisno me'er Shabbos al ner zeh she'etat leno mi'yishichave." If before Shabbos starts, you go make a tanai and say, "I want to be able to use this. I know it will burn for 3-4 hours, and once it's fully extinguished, I want to be able to move this lamp." So then the Mechaber says, "Mutu l'taltelo achas shekova." The Mechaber's opinion is, and this is based upon the Ran and the Ramban, based upon a Yerushalmi and the Rashba, would say that this is acceptable. Now, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Mishum Diner Osu Likobos, because it's natural that this lamp will eventually go out. It only has enough oil for a few hours. And Mishum Hochi Mahani Beit Tanai, and therefore a Tanai will work in this situation. However, I will be Shar Basis L'Dover Osu, but by other items that are Basis L'Dover Osu, Af L'Dei Rishon, even according to this lenient opinion that the Mechaber now has just brought down, lo mahani tnai, a tnai won't work, that you should be able to be lahasnos to make a tnai, a conditional statement, ki shistalik hadover osur min habasis, that when the muktzah item goes off in the basis, that I would be able to use the basis. Sheimut lishtamish, that wouldn't work. And the reasoning is, he says, v'ayin lekam b'simen tov kuf yud ches in the bir halacha, which we can see over here in Deir Shifut number 16, where he brings down in regards to a sukkah that is re'uah, a not in very good condition sukkah that looks like it's going to fall down on Yontif, and you make a tenai on it before Yontif starts, that when it falls down, I want to be able to use the wood for firewood, which is, of course, permissible on Yontif. He says, Shadina toli b'machlokas ha-shulchan aruch v'ramor kan, that this is this machlokas over here between the first opinion of the Mechaber that says that you can rely upon this lenient opinion, and the Ramor, which we haven't learned yet, that says you cannot. So let's learn the Ramor now. The Ramor says, Hago, v'yesh omrim, there is another opinion, delo mani tenai, that a tenai won't help. And the Ramah says, we paskin like this more machmir opinion of the Siyesh Omrim and do not allow you to go and move the Muktza item even after the flame is extinguished. And he says, V'din ha-tnai, the Ramah says that this concept of a tnai, he says, look further, ayin lekamen in simen tof reish lamed ches, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis explains further. He says, Hainu le'inyun shi'aseo kod ben ha-shmoshos, that you should make this tnai before the ben ha-shmoshos starts, kimavu ha-sham. But here, in our case, with the flame, the Ramah says you can't make the tenai that would be acceptable over there. Because over here, ain't a boldel mehaner kol bein hashmashos. Because over here, you wish to use the candle during the bein hashmashos. You want it lit. Kemo hasam, it's different than over there. Doha bein hashmashos hu dolek, valken osu letatlo. Here, the candle is lit during the bein hashmashos. Over there, you could say that this right now, I could use if I wanted to, but right now we're using it for something that is not permissible, but in 4 hours it will be available for something that I do want to use it for, and therefore you can make such a tenai. And in addition, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umidivrei Agra beveiruo." The Gra in his commentary writes, "The kasa this svar rishon is svirulo kigirsa sarif shom bebeitza daf lamed." That this first opinion holds like the Rif, and he says, "Mashma lechoru the mahani gan kim bomer eni boda," and that would allow you to say that I totally am not allowing this to be muktzah all Shabbos, even for something which you are not allowed to use at the very beginning of Shabbos. And he says, "Kiedua shitzas rif shom," and that is based on the sheet of the Rif. Bottom line. In regards to the candle, according to Ramah, such a tenai would not work. The Ramah continues, however, and he says, "V'noagin l'tatlo aydei yehudi." However, you could have a non-Jewish person go and move it for you after it's gone out. "V'ein b'zeh mishum isra amir l'en yehudi," and that wouldn't be a problem of amir liyakum, of go telling a non-Jewish person to do something for you that you can't do yourself. Why? "Holva minakach," because this is the accepted custom. "Hevi ki'ilu hisna alav mitchila v'shari." It's as if you made a tenai, and therefore, since there are opinions that say the tenai works, you can be mitstari with these two ideas and allow it to be good, kainir ali. Therefore, the Ramah says this would be permissible. And he explains this more in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel, that you can allow the non-Jewish person to do it. "Hainu afilu im eino tzarech lo l'tzarech gufo makoma." This would apply even if you don't need it for the candle itself, the candelabra, the lamp itself, or for the place where it's in. "Rak shelo yigonev o shelo yifase." Just you're doing it so that it shouldn't be stolen or that it shouldn't cause any damage. And he says, in Sivkot Yud Dalet, it therefore is if you made the tenai. Rod shalom. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Ramah as I try to briefly outside, and now we'll see it inside. "The litaltalo ayidein yehudi," by having a non-Jewish person move it for you, we allow that because mitstarfin zeh lahadeya, you can combine this opinion over here with the deya rishona that we mentioned, the tnai mahani, that a tnai does in fact work. Albeit the Ramah says, I don't like to accept that, that's when a Jewish person is doing it, so therefore he's not going to rely upon the tnai. But here, since you have the possibility of the tnai, plus the possibility of allowing the non-Jewish person to do this, therefore he combines the two and says you can. And he says, further, "V'imhemir ashoshes ala shulchan." If a person put a lamp on a table, but he had an intended that it would stay on all Shabbos long, for example, a 24-hour light, for example, kamon yartzeit chadome, you have a yartzeit licht or some other type of a candle that you plan on having as a 24-hour candle, so then you can't apply this. And then if it goes out, then you can't say it's tenai. Oh, I'd only want it to be muktzah for the first 3 hours, and when it goes out, I want it to be now permissible to move because it wasn't supposed to go out. And therefore, after the also lataltalo af ayyadeh enu yehudi, and therefore in this situation, he brings out from the Prima Gubbin that you wouldn't be allowed to have a non-Jewish person move it. It's only when it was expected to go out, and you can combine these two sheetahs together that the Ramah would allow it. And he says, "V'hainu davka kidei shelo yiganiv." The only time you're allowed to do this is it shouldn't get stolen. However, avolatzorch gufa makomo, but if you do need it for itself, you want to use it as a hammer of some sort, let's say, or you need its plates to put down the food, then shari ayidei yehudi b'chol gadi, then it would be permissible even to do this with a non-Jewish person. Yeshiva number 17 explains this a little bit further, and he says, "Kivin shemutli Yisrael atzmo l'taltel es hadavar amuktza aydei tiltum and atzad." Since the Jewish person himself could move it indirectly, what we call tiltum and atzad, therefore it's not a problem to ask the non-Jewish person to do this. It's not an isra of amir liyakum. Sifhei, the mechaber writes, if you lit a lamp over here for the purposes of a woman in childbirth or for a sick person, the Yoldo Hachaya, and Baruch Hashem, the woman in childbirth gave birth, now it's still Shabbos, she doesn't need the lamp anymore, V'nisrapi Achola, and the Baruch Hashem, the sick person got better, and he no longer needs the light, so then, Mutul Ataltaloim Kovah, then you are allowed to move this candlestick, this lamp, once it goes out, no concern of Kibui then, it's already out, you can move this. V'hu Adin, L'madlik B'Shabbos B'Shogeg, and likewise, if a light was lit by accident on Shabbos, Kovah, and it went out, Shemutal Ataltlu. In all of these situations, by the woman in childbirth, by the sick person, or by the candle that was accidentally lit, once these candles go out, so then you are allowed to move them. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkat and Tezvav, because De'ein Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos, there is no concept that something is Muktzah only for half of the Shabbos. And we only have the rule, the Davku Imis Chatzoy, Ben HaShmashos, if something was Muktzah during the Ben HaShmashos at the start of Shabbos, Shehu B'Tchilas Knisas HaShabbos, at the very beginning of Shabbos, then Hu D'Amrin and this Chatzoy L'Kulei Shabbos, Af L'Yachah Shekovah. Then we say it retains its Muktzah status all Shabbos, even after the light went out. But here in our case, with the three scenarios, but in the situation we're dealing over here with, it was lit before Shabbos for the purposes of the woman in childbirth or for the sick person who's at risk. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Yudal, he says, we're dafka talking about over here, based upon the Prima Gadim. And he says if it was lit for a chola she'ein bo sakana, then it would be forbidden to move it after it was extinguished. And the Shaar HaTzion, Osher Gimli, says lav davka, that it even had to be lit before Shabbos started. It could even have been lit beheter on Shabbos. In all of these situations, shayamutu b'tchilas ha-Shabbos l'taltlo, either it was permissible at the very beginning of Shabbos during the Ben HaShmashos to be moved because it was lit beheter for the sick person or the woman in childbirth, or it wasn't yet lit. Therefore, lo is katzoy lukuli Shabbos. It's not muktzah for all of Shabbos, and therefore, liachah shinisraf be'achole, after the sick person gets better, the woman gave birth, and in this situation, we have liachah shinisraf be'achole el alzman shu dolik bavad. The only time that it now is forbidden is from this point and on. The kol sheken hudla b'Shabbos gufa, and certainly if it was only lit in the middle of Shabbos beheter, l'tzor chayev v'chole for the woman in childbirth or for the sick person, the lohya dole klal ben hashmashos. It wasn't also in any of these scenarios during the ben hashmashos, and therefore bevadai lo eskatzoy l'kul yomu. We can't apply a rule migu diskatzoy ben hashmashos iskatzoy l'kul yomu kula, and therefore in all of these scenarios, once it's extinguished and there's no concern of kibui right now, you would be allowed to go and move it. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tezayin expands on this further. He says, "Hainu davka l'tzorch gufa makomo." That what we said, you're allowed to move it, is only if you need itself, you need it to use it for something itself, or makomo, you need its place. Dilo adifa, but you can't say it's you can move it for no reason whatsoever. Mishar klesh alaf lisser. It's no different than a hammer. You're allowed to move the hammer if you need the hammer to bang on the walnuts, or if you need the hammer to go and put some food on the place where the hammer is. Then you can move it, but you can't just move the hammer stam. And this is brought down in the name of the Achronim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yudzayin explains, Hakol mitam anal. All of these reasonings are the same, including when the person lit it by accident on Shabbos. The ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, because it wasn't lit during the Ben HaShmashos. It was only lit by accident on Shabbos, and therefore, once it goes out, there's no reason sheyoser af achar shekovad. You don't have to say that it's still forbidden to be moved after it's gone out. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yudches explains that the Mechaber over here specifically wrote that it was lit b'shogeg, nokat b'shogeg, only because of the lo ayir b'rishiyai. We don't want to talk about wicked people. So he says, an honest, good person, by accident, forgot it was Shabbos and lit it. But he says, the halacha l'maisa b'emes, afil widlik b'mezid, even if a rishah or rishah would go and light the candle, then it would still be permissible to be moved after it was extinguished because of the same principle. And therefore, mutal atakul asher chava, you could be able to move it after it was extinguished. Let's go gufa makoma for the same thing that we said before, you need its place or you need it itself. Hoel, v'lo haya muktza b'tchilas knisas ha-Shabbos, because it wasn't muktza at the start of Shabbos. Sivvav. Ner shelo hidliku bobios Shabbos. If you didn't light the candlestick, the lamp over here, that Shabbos. So then, afilu hushel cheres demos. Even if it's an earthenware type of candelabra lamp, which is disgusting. Afilu hushel neft demasriach. And even if it's a lamp that's used normally neft, which smells foul. Mutal atalklo. Since it wasn't lit this Shabbos, you are allowed to move it. Demuktzu machmas mius mutter. Because it is disgusting, and one is permitted to move a disgusting thing if it's bothering you. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Yotes. Even though it's something that is normally forbidden to be moved because it's used for its purposes, but you are allowed to move it for you need it or you need its place. In Sif Gimel. And likewise, Sivkot and Chof, you're allowed to move it. The Mishnah Berurah explains, hold the Ika towards Kli Allah. It is a Kli. The Chazi Lechasuya Bamona. And you could use this to cover up another utensil or in some way use it, and therefore it would be acceptable, as we have already learned in Simach Reish Samach Vav, Shadavra Mukta Mach Maspiyah. Something that is Mukta because it's disgusting is allowed to be moved if it is able to cover up a Kli. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Menorah, a lamp. Ben gedol ben ketana, whether it's large or whether it's small, im he shall prok him, if it's a sexual menorah, it's made up of component parts put together, screwed together in some way, one part into the other, im metalvel also, then you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. The chayshinim, because we're concerned, shema tipo, because it may fall and break up into its component parts, v'tisparek, v'yachsi rena, and then the person's going to want to put it back together, v'nimtza osa kli, and it turns out that he in fact is now over the isser of bona of making a kli. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafalim says, "Afilu hichadasha." This applies even to a brand new lamp, shlo hidliko b'miyolim, that was never lit beforehand. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafbei says that this is called binyan. This is called making a kli, and he says, "Look in the Taz for further discussion about this, as well as lekamen and simin tof kuf yotes siv beis." And it says over there, as we see in Dirshu Foot number 22, that the Shulchan Aruch writes over there that on Yontif mutar lahamid benorah shel chulios because of Simchas Yontif. On Yontif, you could do this, but not on Shabbos. But he says you have to make it tonight. Shlo yitok as a chulios yachad b'chozik. You shouldn't put the component parts together in a permanent, very strong sort of a way, because then you would be overbona even on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'im darko lios rofui." But if this thing normally is put together in a very loose connection, then shari, then it's permissible, as we will learn over there as well in Simin Shin Yud Gimel Siv Vav. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'ayin shom, look over there, mashakasavdu b'Mishnah Berurah li'inyan kosos shel prokim." And Dirshu Foot number 23 brings down that these cups, if they're attached in a certain way, are in fact not allowed to be used. But they still could be moved in this situation. They're different than Arminor over here, which you're not allowed to move because by moving it, it may come apart. And those cups, apparently, that was not the case. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he brings down, even if the candlestick, the candelabra over here, the lamp, is not made up of sections. It has grooves or indentations in it that look, that are saviv around it. It looks like it's a sectional type of a candelabra. Then also, you're also not allowed to go and move it because of this concern of, so to say, a marisai concern, the people who think that you're allowed to move a sectional type of a lamp. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sivkot and Chof Gimel, Mishum de Mechalif Bishel Prokim, because other people are going to say, hey, he moves that one, that must be a sectional one, even though it's not. They'll say, I can move this one, which is a sectional one, it will come apart, and then it'll be over the Yisra Bonet. Vida, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Dilafiyam is Bar B'Siv Zeh, that which we explained over here in this Siv, also Lataltel Nero Shalonu, Shekorin Lachter, you would not be allowed to move the candelabras that we have nowadays, the candlesticks known as Lachter, the Shabbos candlesticks, Avshalo Hidliko Beno Bobayolim, even though they've never been lit beforehand. So it's not a problem of Muktzimachas Mius or anything like that. Why? Dari Emasuyim Shel Prokim. Apparently the candelabras in the Chavetz Chaim's time were made in sections. And therefore, and that which we said you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it, is only when we're talking about non-sectional type of candlesticks. The issue for number 25 brings down, if the candlestick or the candelabra over here is just in two parts, so then Reb Moshe Feinstein's Atzala, the Igros Moshe, brings down, Eino Nechshav Kimenorah Shel Prokim, that's not called a sectional candelabra, and one would be permitted to move it. Mistama, my guess is that almost all of the candlesticks that I've seen nowadays, they're not really able to be screwed apart, they're not really sectional, and therefore, under the parameters where we said it's permissible to be moving them, one would be able to move them over here as well. That concludes today's shir and Simin Reish Ayin Tes.